Blog Talk Radio.
Count my blessings to the really high. What a life I've been seeing, we could really die. It be looking good in pictures after we be crying. Make me think of how it feels to crucify Messiah. Yes, you are from Adonai, and he been Elohim. David, sing a song for me like 51 or 23 and the one that I've been said to be. Foreign language, what you're talking don't make sense to me. Heart beating, I've been praying for a steady one. Registration, I've been pinning as a ready one. I've been thinking that the last boss already come. And I've been thinking in the last day, amen. Go back to one.
Got my blessings to the really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die. You've been looking good in pictures after we be crying.
It made me think of how it feels. We can call him Yeshua from Adonai.
David,
sing a song with me like 51. And I've been turning in the sun. I've been sent to be. You talk my language, what you're talking don't be sent to me. Oh, this is my voice and my guide. Oh, I know that you love me. Today really high. My advice, find a place to pray and vocalize. Get with others who speak knowledge and can simplify. Find a cover, bigger brother who can empathize. Real life, I have you holding yourself in the rain. In the cold, 1% left on your mobile phone. Thinking death is all that's left for those who speak the slow. Doors locked on every church, no place for man to go. Oh no.
Come on, bless us to the really high.
What a life.
I've been seeing we could really die.
Yeah, I've been looking good in pictures
after we be crying.
It made me think of how it feels. We can call you Yeshua from Adonai. You've been David. I've been turning into song. It's from my language. What you talking don't listen to me. Open my eyes.
Selfless side, let it ride.
Good evening, Israel family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yara Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. And before we start the opening prayer, I'll just throw my little liturgy out there. Make sure that you have your pens, your pencils, your notepads, your iPads, your study Bibles, your Bibles, all those things that you need for a good study. And if you can hear me, send me a shout out. Let me know that you can hear me. Or you can, I think this blog talk, so you can unmute your phone and say, yeah, I can hear you. You can do that too. I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to this moment to give you praise and give you honor. As the Sabbath day approaches, we thank you for all the lessons and the blessings that you've given us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for the encouragement that you've given us throughout the course of the week, the healing that you've given us, the encouragement that you've given us. As you said in your word, you will be with, you know, you will be to us what we need you to be. And we thank you, Father,
being that for us. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to open our hearts, open our eyes, open our ears to the wonders of your word, to the truth of thy Son, Yahushua. And may we continue to open our eyes and look toward him, for he is the path. He is the life. And as we open our minds, may we understand how he is that and cleave to that. We thank you, Father, for this day, this moment, once again, giving us an opportunity to give you praise and give you honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you for thy Son, Yahushua, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King. For it is through his spilled blood we have been given an opportunity to make it into your kingdom, an opportunity to know your truth and the path to your kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray in Yahushua's holy and precious name. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage. A remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. I am your host, once again, Yahweh Al of Beth Yahweh Congregation. And this particular week, we're going to be talking about, I titled this one, Be Grateful, Satisfied, and Content With, and then I got dot, 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 dot. So we as individuals have to come to understand to be grateful, be satisfied, and be content with those things that are within us. And as we walk this journey with Yah, through his Son, Yahushua, these are some of the things that we have to understand, because we, as the scriptures say, come out of her, my people. So we're coming out of something, and we have to change to be more like Yahushua. And because we're trying to be more like Yahushua, we have to get rid of those things that we once had or that we have within us. We have to slowly get rid of as we embark upon his word, as we travel down the path of righteousness. We have to get rid of some things. And the things that we once were satisfied with are no longer satisfying. Why? Because as we study the word, we realize that these things are not satisfying to the Most High. Same thing as far as being grateful. Some things that we were once grateful for, we have to get rid of those things because we realize as we study the word that these things are not grateful. You know, there's no reason for us to be grateful for these things because these things are just minute when it comes to being grateful for the love and kindness that Yah has shown us through his Son, Yahushua. And then ultimately being content. Things that one time we were content with. But now, through the knowledge of Yah's word, we realize that these things we can no longer be content with, because these things that we once were content with go contrary to what Yah wants for us. So, before we get into the scriptures that the Father led me to, we're going to go through a couple of definitions. You know, these simple definitions from the dictionary. If you want to go in depth with these definitions, you can. But I just kept it simple. And, like, the first one was grateful. And grateful is an adjective. And it's the definition that it is feeling or showing an appreciation of kindness, thankfulness. See, when I read this definition, you know, just led me to myself and, you know, appreciating the kindness that the Father has shown me and being thankful for the position that he has put me in to be able to provide for my family and my friends and, you know, all those that are close to me. The next one is you know, I have satisfied in the title, but we go to the word satisfy, which is a verb, and it means meet the expectations, needs, or desire of someone. You know, so what we have to do, we have to change our narrative as far as who are we satisfying, whose needs are we trying to meet, whose desires are we trying to fulfill. Because at one time, we were always functioning and dealing with our own selfish desires. But now we have to realize that our desires has to be to Yah and to His Word. And that's a process as we go and we learn this Word, and as the Father slowly changes us and remolds us to be more like His Son. At the same time, we're doing the same thing. As He's molding us, we're also molding ourselves also to be more like the Son, because we're doing that from within. We're doing that through our application and our practices, because as we read these words, we have to also be practices of this Word. As He feeds our mind, our body and mind must work together in harmony so that we can satisfy the desire of our Father. Then content, which is an adjective, and the definition is in a state of peaceful happiness. Peaceful happiness with the decision that you have made in regards to being one who serves the Most High, one who is striving for righteousness, being content with that happiness, understanding that as we come out of her, come out of our old ways, some of the things seem bitter to us, but we know that through that bitterness will come sweetness. Through that bitterness will come a level of goodness to our minds, to our being. So I'm going to start with a few, you know, we're going to read a few scriptures. We're going to go to Psalms 90. I'm going to read the whole psalm. And, you know, just being mindful of the definitions that we read in regards to grateful, being satisfied, and being content. We go through these scriptures today. Many of these scriptures, you know, you may have heard them before. You may have read them in a study that you've done. But the Father put these together to, you know, give us a little, you know, reminder about being grateful and satisfied, content. You know, we sit back, we talk about the troubled times that are going on out there, but we also have to be content and satisfied and grateful of the mighty hand of Yah being upon us, us being under His wings, Him sending the protection out there of Psalms 90. Can it read? Yahweh, You have been our dwelling place for all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, before You had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, You are Master. You turned man to destruction, saying, Return, you children of men. For thousands of years in Your sight are just like yesterday, when it is past, like a watch in the night. You sweep them away as they sleep. In the morning, they sprout like new grass. In the morning, it sprouts and springs up. By evening, it withers and dry. For we are consumed in Your anger. You are troubled in Your wrath. You have set our iniquity before You, our secret sins in the light of Your presence. For all Your days have passed away in Your wrath. We bring our years to an end as a sigh. The days of our years are 70, or even by reason the strength 80. Yet the pride is but labor and sorrow. for it passes quickly and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger, your wrath, according to the fear that is due to you? So teach us to number our days that we may gain a new heart of wisdom. Relent, Yahweh. How long? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years, and as we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servant, your glory to their children. Let your favor, let the favor of Yahweh, our master, be on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. I'm going to stop here for a minute, because just going back to the first lesson or teaching, we're talking about celebrating. And one of the things that we talked about was, or was mentioned, was when we go to sleep at night and how that is symbolic of death. How when we wake up in the morning, that's symbolic of a resurrection. And that's, you know, and that's what came to my mind as we was reading this, and it's talking about the new grass in the morning and how it withers away and how in the morning it sprouts. Why? Because the Father has allowed this to happen. He allows that to happen with us on a daily basis. So we have to rejoice and be glad in it. He's given us another opportunity to sprout. He's given us another opportunity to bring forth gladness to someone, just as he's bringing gladness to us. From here, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 35. And it reads, I'm going to read all the verses. Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the dry land will be glad. The desert will rejoice and blossom like a rose. It will blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. Lebanon's glory, Lebanon, will be given to it. The excellence of Carmel and Sharon, they will see the Yahweh's glory, the excellence of our master. Strengthen the weak hand and make firm the feeble knees. Tell those who have a fearful heart, be strong, do not be afraid. Behold, your master will come with vengeance, Yah's retribution. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf. Death will be unstopped. Then the lame man will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will sing. For water will break out in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sands will become a pool, and the thirsty ground spring of water. Grass with reeds and rushes will be in the habitations of jackals. Where they lay. Verse 8. A highway will be there, a road, and it will be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it will be for those who walk in the way. Wicked fools will not go there. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous animals go up on it. They will not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there. Then Yahweh's ransom once will return and come with singing to Zion. An everlasting joy will be in their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy and sorrow, and sigh and sighing will flee away. From here, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 30 and read verse 7 through 9. And it reads, two things I have asked of you, Do not deny me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. I be full. Deny you and say, who is Yahweh? Or lest I be poor and steal, and so dishonor the name. I stopped here. I'm going to stop here for a minute, because as I was traveling throughout the course of the week, it was interesting. This particular scripture came to my mind, you know, because, you know, sometimes we, you know, I as an individual be wondering, you know, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? And as I, you know, go from day to day and, you know, I sit back and I try to analyze myself and see where I fit in and what type of, you know, I was like, you know, analyze myself. What kind of skills do I have, you know, and what kind of talents do I have? What kind of talents have I been given? You know, and when you sit back and you put a T, you know, as you say, the pros and the cons, or, you know, the skills and the non-skills, or, you know, and you sit down and you start to write some things down and you realize, you know, your paper's still empty, you know, and sometimes you just, I just wonder, you know, but then I sit back and analyze again, because what I'm analyzing the first time is those desires, those things that I want. And then, and sit back and go over it again based on what I've learned over the years, come to realize that you've learned some things, you've experienced some things, you know, and those things are for the glory of the Most High. So that's why this particular scripture, you know, the Father brought me to this particular scripture to be, you know, to be content, because sometimes I'm not content. That's why that's one of the titles, you know, one of the subject matters in the title for this lesson, about being content. We go to the next verse we're going to go to is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 11 to 14. And it says, beware lest you forget Yahweh your master and not keep his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I command you this day, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses and lived therein, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold multiply, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget Yahweh, your master, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So this is just the, you know, just to follow up on the previous scripture, understanding that the Father gives us things, that he doesn't want us to forget them. If he gives us wealth, but we have to be content with what he gives us. We have to be satisfied with what he gives us, and we have to be grateful that he has even chosen us to give that to. So sometimes we have to understand the riches that we actually have and be content with them, and not expect our riches and our to be that of our next door neighbor or the person across the street. You know, as back in the day, they used to say, keeping up with the Joneses. You know, you can't be trying to keep up with the Joneses, because our path that we're walking on, is already solid. And we're going to pick up the riches as we go along it. And the riches that we're going to gain is going to take us into the kingdom. And we already know what that's all about. That's our goal as we walk this road of righteousness, as we keep our eyes focused on Yahushua. For he said it. For he said that he go and prepare a place for us. And as he goes and prepare this place, there's things that we have to do so that we can get to that meeting place. From here, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 through 9. And it reads, Yahweh did not set his love on you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people. But because Yahweh loves you, and because he would keep his oath, which he swore to your fathers, as Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hands of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that Yahweh, your master, he is master, the faithful master, who keeps covenant and makes loving kindness with them who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. This is going back to being grateful, standing that the Father chose us out of all the people in the world to do his will, to share his love with. We have to be grateful of that. And we have to understand and be satisfied with his love as he dispenses it, as he chooses. And going back to myself, sometimes, you know, I just want a little more love. But, you know, you realize it ain't according to his plan to give you more love. So you got to be content. Got to be satisfied. Got to be grateful of what he is providing for you at this moment. From here, we're going to go to 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 14 to 19. And it reads, Here's Yahweh our master. He judges, his judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, words which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, his oath unto Isaac. He confirmed the same to Jacob for statutes, so it's for statute, and to Israel for everlasting covenant, saying, I will give you the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few men in number. Yes, very few, and foreigners were in it. Father took me here just to reiterate. See, at one time we were foreigners to the covenant of Yahweh, to the household of Israel. We were foreigners, but he lifted us up and made us a family member. He chose us. Chose us to be that, as we say, that true Israel, that Israel that keep the law, statutes, and judgments, and have the testimony of Yahushua. We understand and we know what his name is. We know who the Father is. And we know the Father because Yahushua told us who the Father is. There's many people out there who don't know that. Some of many people out there that claim that but can't prove that. There are many people out there who believe that, but don't demonstrate that. For he has opened our eyes so that we can prove it, demonstrate it, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. From here, we're going to go to Romans chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And it reads, then what advantage does the Jew have? Or what is the profit of circumcision? And it reads, much in every way. Because first of all, they were entrusted with the oracles of Yah. See, we identify ourselves as being Israel. And it was Israel that the Father gave his laws to. And it was through Israel that all nations was going to know who the Father is through his son, Yahushua. And he has done that with us. So we have to be honored that he chose us, grateful that he chose us. And we have to do what we're supposed to do to bring others to the notion of who he is and what he has done for us. Like the first lesson we said, celebrate. Celebrate that he has chosen us to give praise to him, to walk in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua. From here, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. And it reads, for what great nation is there that has a Elohim so near to them as Yahweh, our Master, is whenever we call him? What great nation is there that has statutes and ordinances so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? See, our laws and statutes that we follow according to God's word, it is the foundation for all laws and statutes throughout the world. Many people don't want to acknowledge it. Many governments don't want to acknowledge it. But they are the foundation for the law, statutes, and judgments. And he gave them to Israel to share, to show other people how to be righteous. So let us be grateful. Let us be thankful that he has chosen us to do his will, to be a light to those that are in darkness, to be an aid to those who need help. Scripture of the night is Psalms 147. Psalms 147, verses 19 and 20. And it reads, he showed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done this for just any reason. They do not know his ordinances. Praise God. So we have to understand that the things that he has given us, those that are hearing my voice, those who identify themselves as Israel, he has given a great deal. And we have to be grateful and satisfied and content with the things that he has given us. I'm not going to do that. So that concludes today's lesson. I apologize for, the start and stopping, but, I just got some things on the mind, got to put those things to the side and you got to do the task at hand. You know, got to do what's right. You know, so closing prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as the Sabbath day approaches, we ask of thee to continue to show your love and kindness toward us. We ask of thee to continue to open our eyes to perceive the wonders of your word. We ask of thee to open our minds to receive the understanding of your truth. We ask of thee, O Father, to strengthen our hands and our feet, our hands to work your word in our life. We ask of thee to strengthen our feet so that we can walk along the path of righteousness. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to allow us to pick up those things that are good for us as we serve you. Father, we thank thee for thy son, Yahushua, once again. For it's through his spilled blood that we have been given an opportunity. We thank you, Father, for giving us ear to hear your words when they're spoken. We ask of thee, O Father, continue to allow us to learn of you more and more. Father, we ask of thee to continue to strengthen us. Father, we ask of thee to continue to gather us. Put on our hearts to want to be one with one another. Father, we ask of thee to heal those who need healing. Strengthen those who need strengthening. Father, we ask of thee to continue to help those who need help in building their faith in thy word and thy truth, so that they can continue to give you praise and give you honor through thy son, Yahushua. Father, we ask of thee to continue to show your love for us. Continue to open us up so that we can show our love for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who blesses Israel with peace. The Sabbath approaches. I ask of thee all to enjoy this moment that the Father has given us to dwell with him and to sup with him. Let us give ear to him on this Sabbath day and hear the wonders of his word as he speaks to us individually and as he will speak to us collectively. We just ask him, give honor. He just asks us to give honor and give praise to him and acknowledge his son, acknowledge his word. For it's through his son and his word that we learn of him and can give him praise and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not telling you all to go to bed, but you have a peaceful slumber. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, we pray. Amen.
Oh, Israel. This is it. Deuteronomy 28 verse 68. And the Most High shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way whereof I speak unto thee, thou shalt see no more again. Egypt. Yeah, man. This is talking about the spiritual Egypt, America, the house of bondage.
Oh, that's how our Western journey began.
Yeah, man.
Israel can't captivity for breaking your law. We were driven out of Israel by the Roman Empire. Seek some refuge in our West Africa. The Arab and the Amite sold us to Esau. Then pack us on the slave ship to America. Enslave us, fire on the slave master. But the scripture said, you must be a fierce slaughter. For the iniquity